What member of the band would you want to be?
Oh man, I want to be Frankie.
Okay.
Okay.
If you can't be Frankie Beverly.
There's no other.
Now, I just want to be the bass player.
I just want to be the bass player.
You make me happy.
You know, man, I don't usually don't grill during the week. Usually save it for the weekend. Oh, I'm grilling today.
Oh, yeah.
And Frankie is going to be on.
We're going to get a banged up Randy McMichael tomorrow.
Frankie.
Put him on the injury report already.
Yeah, man. That hurt my heart this morning when I saw that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I've seen Frankie at least 8-9 times in person. And I missed this last reunion. And my mom went to Mobile and went and saw him. They said it was outstanding. But yeah, Doc, this is without a doubt my favorite group ever. Like, I love them more than I love New Edition, because New Edition is my group. But this group right here, man, this is good time. There's nothing bad about a Frankie Beverly Mays concert.
You just can't be in a bad mood when the music is on.
You can't.
If you're in a bad mood, put it on.
You can't, man. You get them dang on my rock.
Because I know how much you love him, and I've listened to him, you know, listened to him a little bit, but certainly not like you. But this morning, I was like, well, I better listen to him driving in. Just, I'm in such a great mood.
Yeah, man.
I'm always in a pretty good mood. I'm in such a better mood just because... Rest in peace.
Yeah, man. It's different, man. Yeah, dog. But this is, man. But it was like, we knew he could perform like he used to perform. We understand that. Well, when
It's good to play this music while we're going to tell you the next news because.
Yeah, man.
We got kind of bad news.
I mean, we didn't get to the commercial.
It's not like that bad of news, but it's kind of bad news. We got breaking news on the show, at least.
Like, I like breaking. I hate when something breaks.
I know we always get bad breaking news on this show.
Exactly.
Like somebody dies or somebody like so. Ronaldo Lopez is on the 15-day injured list.
Like, damn.
Came out of the game last night after one inning. He was hurt earlier in the year. Came back. It's been awesome since then. And so he's back on the IL.
Like, damn. He can't pitch no more this season.
That's pretty much the season.
That's pretty
much. So, I mean, 15 games is about all there is left. Man, hopefully he'll be back for the playoffs. Hopefully they make the playoffs. It would have been really nice to have those like 3 or 4 starts that he was going to have in the remaining part of the season to try to help get them to the playoffs.
It is,
it's just been that year.
Yep.
Like, I mean, I'm there as far as that's what this year is. It is what it is.
I think I'm there. I've been there.
I got there.
I don't want to be there.
Yeah, I'm not like giving up or whatever, but like if they don't make the playoffs, I get it.
I love watching this team play because this is my squad. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, the only people that get me willing to pull the little hair that I have out are the damn Dogs and the damn Braves. All right. I passionately love both of these teams.
Yes.
All right. Now, one more. I mean, but still, just like, damn. I ain't never seen anything like this happen to
Neither
a team.
Neither have I.
A contending team.
I've never seen
never.
It. Never seen anything like this.
No. And it started so damn early.
It was the second week of the season. Spencer Strider couldn't play. Yeah.
Bam.
And then Ronald. And then Austin. And I mean, it was the first swing of the season for Sean Murphy.
Yeah.
The guy was out for 2 months just swinging a bat in his first at bat. So, yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know who they made mad, but something. They're snake bit from
game. Y'all remember the aspirations we had for the season?
Yes.
I remember.
Yes.
And I wasn't there. But it wasn't, like, crazy, but it was getting Fricky with it. Fricky was in for you, like, the first week of the season or something. Because remember, they got off to a good start, too. Mm-hmm. They were, like, 11-4 or something like that. Fricky was like, plan the parade because there's going to be one. And not only that, they're going to have to make space on the banner because they're going to win more games in this season than anyone's ever won before. Yeah. He said 125 wins is not out of the question.
I wasn't going there.
No, of course, no one was. But, like... But
that's how landed like, for Fricky.
But that's how good they were supposed to be 100 plus whatever, like 105 when Crazets they had last year. They're supposed to be better than they were last year. And that's before we even knew how good Ronaldo Lopez and Chris Sale were going to be. So, yeah, no, it sucks. It's been a horrible, horrible season. And yet, they're tied for the third wild card spot. They could you know, play well the final couple weeks, get in, and who knows from there. Because they have the pitching staff to win in the playoffs.
They do.
They do.
Damn, man. Well,
let's talk football.
Ozzie's coming back.
Good thing it's football season. Right on time. Let's talk NFL football.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Great stuff from Dave Archer. Just had him on, as we always do, at 11:40 on Wednesdays. And he was talking about some of the way they called plays, some of what they were using. I mean, he referred to Kirk Cousins as a top 5 quarterback all time. in terms of using the play action.
That's what he
which
does.
Is totally reasonable.
Like, you know, one thing quarterbacks do, like you, and it's more then than now. Like those quarterbacks, they excel. What made them so good was because they excel because their backs turned to the defense.
Right.
You know, now a lot of times they want the nowadays quarterback, everything's in front of them and everything like that. But that's what he does. And if y'all signed him and gave him this contract to do what you want him to do in your offense, that is dumb as hell.
Yes, that would be
that would be
you used the word on Monday. That would be malpractice.
Yes.
That'd be team building malpractice.
I'm bringing him in to do this. No.
No. The reason that he's made $400 million or whatever he's made in his career is because of that. Like that's what's earned him the money is being such a great play action passer. And the reason you gave him 100 guaranteed and 180 potentially right. is because of that. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't believe that they signed him and they're like, you know what, let's change it. 36-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles. I think they were protecting him, which also sucks because it means he's not physically able to do the thing that makes him play the best. Here's Raheem, though, from earlier in the week saying they haven't changed anything.
You know, with Kirk being here, we've been doing the same thing since he's been here. And that's how we planned on playing. And we played that way. Throughout, we played that way for a minute, and we've done a bunch of different things in our case. And everything we're going to do is figuring out how to win this football game. And that was the plan to go out there and win the football game.
I just don't understand
I don't believe that.
It's hard, Bunk. I'm not calling anybody a liar. I don't want to do that.
No.
But I just can't believe that. Now, again, I said it with Arch, and I said this yesterday. They didn't just put in this formation last week for this game. Now, this has obviously been something that I do believe that they put in all those different things. Now, could it have been because of Kirk then, or was it when you got to the game and you saw he could move, you stayed in? You know what I mean? That's always something when you got to change your game plan on the fly, but you didn't really give him a chance to get under center anyway.
We never saw.
Maybe they had it on the fourth down. The fourth down with the speed sweep.
Right, they did it twice.
They did it twice. Yeah. Underground, under center, but it was both short yardage situations.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't drop back to pass.
No.
He handed the ball off in both of the situations. Yeah. So, you know, really, maybe they saw something in practice during the week where they're like, okay, this isn't going to work. We can't do this. We got to scrap this part of the game plan and just go to this instead. I really don't know. And ultimately, I mean, it really doesn't matter. What matters is whether or not he can do it, and we're going to find out Monday against the Eagles and then the next Sunday night against Kansas City, which are both very difficult opponents anyway, whether you're worried about your quarterback's ability to play from under center or not. Like, if Kirk Cousins was 100% and played great on Sunday against Pittsburgh, these games are still hard. Like, you're still wondering how you're going to go to Philly and win this game. Obviously adds to it if you can't do the stuff that you want to do. But Raheem says they're doing the stuff that they want to do. But it's also hard to say this is what we've been doing all along, because what do you mean all along? You haven't even been here. You haven't played a game yet. This is what we've always been doing. What do you mean always? This is the first game you guys played.
But that's what the thing. Since he's been here, this is something that is implemented. The Rams, oh, God, I'm about to get on my nerves because I'm about to get my own nerve with this whole Rams crap. Whoa. But they ran it.
Yeah.
The Rams' offense is specifically geared towards their personnel. Mm-hmm. The Falcons don't have that personnel here. Mm-mm. And so you have to do something different. I still think that 12 personnel is their best grouping because it gives you an extra blocker in Warner.
Certainly would have been good Sunday.
And allows Kyle. I know you want Ray McCloud to. I'd rather have Kyle Pitts in the third receiver or whatever you want to say position than Ray McCloud. That's just my thought process on it. Now, in game plan changes week to week formations, I'm just thinking right now, until whatever is worked out, you need an extra blocker. Sometimes you got to sacrifice some things to keep protection of, or to keep gaps open and run the ball to the right side. He got beat. Okay, he got beat, but he is still your second, maybe best run blocking player.
Yeah, that's the thing about Caleb McGarry. He's an excellent run blocker.
Yeah, he might be your second.
So put him in position to do it. Put him in position to do the thing that he does really well.
Maybe.
Like the main reason he's still a starter in the NFL.
Because
it's not the other thing you're asking him to do, which is block maybe the best pass rusher in the league one-on-one.
And they all line up on that side. No, I'm sorry. Miles lines up on that side. Never mind.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you?
Miles plays the other end.
Yeah, well, because every team pays their left tackle the most money because the left tackle is the best guy.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna, except for the Eagles, whose right tackle is maybe the best right tackle in football.
You know, I'm going to look – and that's what – and I didn't see it a lot when I watched the game on Friday because of the emphasis on Thursday with all this illegal formation. Because Lane is a
– Lane's a – I won't call him a cheater, but he's a rule bender.
Yeah, man. I'm going to keep my eye on that.
Yeah, they didn't call it from what I saw. Yeah. They weren't calling it in Brazil. Maybe they're playing Brazilian rules.
Yeah, he's like, I'm like, hold on, dog.
Because Lane does it every play.
Every play.
Whatever the illegal thing they were calling on Thursday night. Because they didn't call it that much in the Falcons game.
No, they didn't.
I guess they didn't call it
a lot the rest of the game. I think they called it one time.
The first half of game one.
Yes.
It was when they used it. All right. This is sort of a bigger picture point. I mean, it's good news week one, all that kind of stuff, but if you were thinking that any of the stuff, any of these trends, like the not playing in preseason, the sloppy early season, anything that's happening currently in the NFL that you don't like, none of it's changing because the NFL set a ratings record for week one. Like, so as much as you might not like this, or this is kind of weird, or this quality of that isn't what it used to be, the game's never been more popular. 21 million viewers per game. That's an outrage. Like, 21 million per game. That means even the Saints and the Panthers had that. I mean, they didn't, but that's because of the Panthers, not because of the Saints. All right, Bo, sorry. But, like, even the most bum-ass game that got played on Sunday.
It's
amazing.
I mean,
I realize it's an average.
Yeah, it's going to rack up and everything. And the best thing about the NFL,
21 million,
best thing
average.
A lot of times about the NFL season is, like, after week one, it's not as bad as you think it is, not as good as you think it is. You know?
Oh, sure.
Except for certain things. Like, the Giants, that's going to be a dumpster fire all year. Mm-hmm. The Panthers, good Lord.
Yeah, probably.
But everything else, it's just, it's so early, and a lot of it, and I heard Troy Aikman say, I know Dave said, I said, it's so different now because you don't, the quarterback play in the first half was not good. Two or three for 300 yards, it was okay. Watch the game. Watch him play.
Yeah, I know. There was a lot of highly thought of quarterbacks that didn't play particularly well in week one.
Yeah.
And then a lot of not well thought of quarterbacks that didn't play well either.
Yeah.
Like, there was some bad quarterback.
There was some bad quarterback in play.
Including the quarterback of the Falcons.
We don't sit in the, what do you say, Mike Tomlin, in the prep, the speculation, the hyperboles. Like, Mike Tomlin is mad. And I think Mike Tomlin is mad because he wants Russ to be his quarterback. He does. He thinks he can do more with Russ. I know Justin can run all over the field and everything like that.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson's a better quarterback.
Russell Wilson's a better quarterback, and he knows this. And he's like, man, this damn dude, this unlimited guy.
Guess he's not. I guess he is, in fact, limited.
Just listen to him. He sounds fed up.
Do you think he's fed up because, oh, man, I wish this guy wasn't hurt? Or is he fed up because, like, is he really this hurt?
I don't know. Because he coached Ben. You know, Ben.
That's true.
Ben had a damn.
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Ben had a flagpole sticking out his leg and still went out there.
Yeah.
You know, Mike T, pound that chest.
I don't know. Russell's always been pretty tough. I mean, say all the negative, weird Mr. Unlimited stuff.
The dude plays.
He's played through a lot of stuff. It's pretty competitive, but I don't know. Mike don't sound like. All right. We'll come back. Happy. We'll get to a college football corner. There's some good games this weekend.
I just saw the top one.
Arizona, Kansas State.
They went to.
Because they didn't want to go to Kansas State.
They wanted. So, well,
I guess.
Columbia's better.
Is it?
Columbia's
better. I've never been to Manhattan, Kansas.
You ain't missing nothing from what I've been told.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk some college football. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Awesome.
All right, Daytime Emmy.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy. Hump day, hey. I missed it because we were celebrating Frankie Beverly, but it's noon. That's actually 12:20 now on Wednesday. You're more than halfway to the weekend.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations. Big weekend coming up.
Oh, God.
We're actually going nowhere. So
have you ever heard, like, this song right here is so funny because I never heard it before. Do y'all remember, you remember when back in the day when they would have the album and CD collections you could buy on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Halo.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever heard
it. It was like a collection of different love songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the songs would scroll across the screen.
That's when I first heard this song. and I never heard the full song until I actually got old enough to buy it or whatever. But I will always remember they would have that thing down, scrolling down, Hey Love.
Yeah.
And then I forgot which one this was on, but then you would see Clarence on that, ha ha ha. Blind. Yeah, because he was blind.
Yeah, I bet those albums are great.
Dude.
I would love to have one of those.
Hey Love.
I mean, they were basically just selling sex albums.
Yes.
It was just get this album so you and your old lady can put it on.
That commercial, that Hey Love commercial, played 30 times a day. It did. It
played, well, depending on what channel you were watching.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, hey, love. Yeah. Hey, what is it? Hey, man, let me get this app. Where'd you get this app? Let me get it. Uh-uh, my brother. You got to get your own. God, I remember that. Oh, I hated that damn commercial.
Yeah, but now yeah. I kind of miss it, though.
Now you know miss what
I mean?
It.
I miss them selling, like, CD compilations on TV.
Yes.
It's like, now this is music, whatever.
Right.
I don't know what number they got up to, but those are just, you know, whatever the pop songs were of the day. They put them all on one album. Or then sometimes it'd be, like, the greatest hits of an artist.
Yes.
It would just be, like, him through the years,
yes.
You know?
Dude.
Like, watching him slowly get, like, sweatier and fatter performing the music, but the songs are scrolling across the screen.
Good old times with music. Now everybody just gets mad for everything else.
Well, now you just have it all on your phone immediately.
Yeah, man.
You don't have to call 1-800-ANYTHING.
Yeah, but you still got a record player, though.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you remember she bought it for your birthday, right?
A couple years ago, yeah. Just bought a record of live performances from this famous venue in Tennessee just a couple weeks ago. There's a great record store on Marietta Square called Sweet Melissa.
Uh-huh.
Great record store. If you like record stores, which, why wouldn't you? There's a million cool records in there. But yeah, got one a couple weeks ago. I was listening to the record this morning.
There you go.
And then on the way in, it was just a music morning for me. It was nice.
It's how it should be, man.
Yeah, it's good. Very good.
Because I'm curious, because obviously I'm sure Ms. Barbara had one, a record player.
My dad did. Your mom did.
Did you ever try to scratch it?
Absolutely.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I ruined it. Probably the most mad my dad ever got when I was a little kid.
I messed up her Surface album.
Yeah.
I realized that it needs more stuff to make the scratching sound.
Well, I wasn't even trying to do that. I wasn't trying to be a DJ. I just was like, oh, look at that thing spinning. And then I just slammed the arm down.
Oh, no, I was trying to scratch your mix.
Okay, you're trying to be a DJ.
I was trying to be a DJ.
DJ Mac. What would be your DJ name?
I don't...
DJ Bornhard?
I got to come out of the Mac thing. It would probably be like DJ... Yeah, DJ Born. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one right there.
Yeah, I like that.
But if I do that, I can't do like weddings.
That's true.
Could you imagine
DJ Bornhard is playing
Bornhard
a lot of
at
like,
a wedding?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A lot of Trillville.
A lot of
East Side Boys.
DJ, yeah, and that's what it would have to be, because I can't be playing no Sweet Home Alabama with a name like that. You know what I mean? I can't play no Sweet Home Alabama or nothing like that. I got to play some Trill.
Yeah, you're pretty limited playlist as far as that.
Yeah.
The DJ we got for our wedding was named DJ Blaze.
So that's a cool name.
Yeah, but it wasn't really appropriate for him. Although he did show up in like fire print clothing. He had like a button-up shirt that looked like flames.
Uh-huh.
And then he had black pants with a stripe of flames down the side. And he had black shoes with a flame toe.
Where the hell did y'all find him at?
Waynesville, North Carolina is where we found him. And he got really drunk late in the night and then just started playing whatever he wanted. And at one point was on the floor doing the worm.
There you go.
And I was like, I wish I wouldn't have paid this guy before the wedding. This is terrible.
I'll just go from my experience at any wedding I've ever been to. If Randy is not damn near out of his shirt and clothes, your wedding sucked. Your wedding sucked, Jimmy.
Depending on how much clothes you have on at the end of the wedding.
Depending on how many clothes I have on at the end of the wedding. Because I know at my wedding, dude, I was damn near naked. I mean, just had a shirt all open. Then all the groomsmen had their shirts all open. But I didn't like your towel on your head.
It's a sign of a good wedding.
Yeah, that's a good wedding
It's a sign of a good wedding. Yeah. All right, we'll get to the back page with Bo. We've got a song to play as well.
Yes.
And a story to tell.
Yes.
About the song.
Yes.
And then we'll play the song and we'll talk about it. But before we do that, let's get to a college football corner here on a hump day.
It's College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football. Starring 92.9 The Game's former and always bowling champion, Andy Bunker.
It is a big deal.
And the guy who would have been as productive as Brock Bowers in college if he got the same amount of targets, Randy McMichael.
All right. So as we start to look ahead to some of the games on Saturday, obviously Georgia is at Kentucky. I think you and I are on the same page as far as this one goes.
Yeah.
If they show up ready to go,
they should be
able to cover the 24 and play some backups in the second half.
Yeah.
Arizona, Kansas State. Here's why they're not there for game day, because it's Friday. It's a Friday night game.
Gotcha.
That's an 8 p.m. Fox game on Friday night in Manhattan, Kansas, between conference opponents now, because they're both in the Big 12. Arizona, and we talked about this before the season, Arizona is kind of one of these teams that I thought could be a sneaky playoff team.
Uh-huh.
I thought they could come. I don't know if they could win the Big 12. Maybe they can.
Their offense, but
their offense is insane.
Yes.
And they got one of the best receivers in the country in McMillan. He had five touchdowns week one, whatever. Noah Fifita, their quarterback. Those guys have been playing together since high school. He's incredible. And they were really good last year. Like, Arizona finished the season last year as hot as anyone in the country. If it was a 12-team playoff, they might have snuck in it. If they win this game, then they have a bye. They play Utah the week after that. They're in the top 10 if they win these next two games.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you look at what's in front of them, because they have the one thing in college that if you have, you have an opportunity. That damn offense.
Yeah, their offense can score on anybody. Their offense
is scoring now. The defensively is.
I really don't know. Is it bad?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so you're looking from standard. Kansas State, they got this new quarterback. That's why they weren't so bad about Will going to Ohio State. I don't know nothing about him.
I know his name is Avery Johnson.
And a lot of people were high on this young man. And so Kansas State, especially you talking about a Friday night, and we're just talking out the air about Manhattan, Kansas, that place is going to be freaking rocking. Mm-hmm. And Kansas State is always a sneaky good, fundamentally sound football team.
Yeah.
All the time.
They won the Big 12 2 years ago when TCU went to the playoffs.
Yes.
Remember they beat TCU in the championship game, and TCU still got in. So, yeah, they're consistently a really good team. And I know, you know, they don't have their legendary coach any longer, Bill Snyder, which is what the stadium's called now, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. But the coach that's up there right now is doing a great job.
Yeah.
He's been winning since he's gotten there. So, I don't know. Should be a good one on Friday night. I just think if Arizona can go in there and win, and then they're at Utah as well, and I know Cam Rising got hurt again.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Because Cam Rising always gets hurt. And he got such a fluky thing. He got pushed into the Gatorade table and hurt his hand on a run. So, I don't know. Another medical. And then he comes back next year, and he's 37.
Is he out?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
but he may be. Remember last year, it was kind of a will he or won't he play for the whole year. Wow. And then they finally, late in the year, were like, nah, he's not going to play anymore, and he came back for another season. But, yeah, he's hurt again. Game day is in South Carolina for LSU at South Carolina.
Mm.
Nice win by the Gamecocks
against
Kentucky last week.
It was a really nice win. LSU should go win this game.
They should.
If it's LSU, should go in there and win this football game.
I agree.
With Nuss and those guys. It's Perkins. They're going to let him loose. Like, I know.
Are they?
I don't know. But I know South Carolina, that was a great win that they had up there in Kentucky. They're not very good.
They're not. They have some good pieces. Like, they got good guys on defense. Yeah,
and it's going to be noon, and so you can get in
and out
of there.
And it's at home.
And you can get rid of that. And all that crap.
I'm with you on LSU being better than them and should win this game. If they don't, there's some tough questions. Like, this turns into a weird year. That's two losses if they lose. Just hypothetically, if LSU goes into this game and loses South Carolina, they're 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's more losses on that schedule. They got Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
They got Alabama. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good Oklahoma is. We'll see. That's the end of the year. But they got Ole Miss and Alabama. And then, look, it's an SEC schedule. Like, there's another one that might find you in there with some of these other teams. Like, you can't lose five games.
He needs to.
Brian Kelly in year three.
Yeah, and I mean, he won't be going anywhere. I'd see to be hot and all those different things. But I just don't want to see no more press conferences with him after they lose a game, if they lose to a game like this. What do I got to do better? I got to coach better. But, you know, more than anything, they got to play better. I called the plays in. They just didn't execute it the way they should have been executed. You know, something like that, by throwing more people up under the bus.
Yeah.
But like
the Hugh Freeze playbook, where it's never your fault. It's everyone else's. You know,
This Boston College and Missouri, because Missouri, I mean, they jumped all the way to six. Missouri is a damn good football team.
Yeah.
They're a damn good football team. They got one of the easier schedules. This is one of their harder opponents on their schedule this year. Yeah. And you got a new Boston College form with Billy O and nice quarterback and everything. Like, don't have that letdown. You know. I think Missouri's good. I think Missouri's better than Boston College, but I just don't know how good Missouri is this year.
Yeah, I think you and I both think they're pretty good.
I think they're pretty
obviously
good.
They have pieces, and they had a really nice year last year. But it is wild to, in this era of the SEC, to have a favorable schedule,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of do.
They kind of do.
Like, obviously, Florida got the opposite end of it.
Right.
They have the hardest schedule in the universe. After Boston College, Florida's got Vanderbilt, A&M, UMass, Auburn, which looks even easier now than it did before. And if they're going to stick with it
mm-hmm.
and just play for next year, which mm-hmm. is outrageous if I'm an Auburn fan, then they got Bama and Oklahoma, but then South Carolina, Mississippi State, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
pretty good.
That's a playoff type schedule if they're, you know, if they can play to their potential and all that kind of stuff. I think they can. I think they'll be able to beat them at home. And then just a couple other kind of sneaky ones. You got some rivalry games this weekend because you have to, because teams aren't in conferences anymore. Oregon, by the skin of their teeth, is 2-0. And if they go into Corvallis and struggle again, like, you got to wonder about this team, right?
They are.
Like, I want to wonder about them because I hate them.
It seems.
But, like, if they struggle, Oregon State's not good.
It seems like they're upset ready.
Yeah.
It seems like they are playing, and I'm talking about Oregon, in a situation where it's going to happen sooner or later. And it's going to happen to a team like Oregon State.
Because Oregon State, obviously, that's a blood rivalry going back hundreds of years. Like, Oregon State, that's in Corvallis,
mm-hmm.
so that's a tough spot. I mean, it's not the toughest, but it's a tough spot to go. Their fans are going to be fired up. they're mad because they got left out, right? So they want some get back on Oregon if they can get it because they're one of the two that got left out in the cold. Them and Washington State.
Hold on now.
Washington State, same thing.
Where y'all playing it?
Now it's in Seattle.
It's in Seattle.
It's at the Seahawks Stadium, so it's a neutral site.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they play home and home.
They used to, but they're not in the same conference anymore.
Oh, so no, still, I thought they played.
This is a, you know.
Like a classic?
They had to make it happen. Like, this is a thing that the athletic departments agreed to just this year.
Oh, just this year, okay.
Well, I think this year and next year, it's in Seattle. Mm-hmm. They might go back to home and home, I don't know. But, like, because it was off the schedule, it used to be a conference game, obviously.
Right.
So this is something that they had to come to an agreement on in this last offseason. I mean, not that it would matter. Washington would go to Pullman and beat them too, but Seattle's not a neutral site. Like, well, Washington State's pretty far.
I know. That's like Georgia Tech or somebody playing over here, or Clemson, Georgia.
Yeah, kind of.
No, Pullman is like what?
Pullman's 7 hours from Seattle, six hours from Seattle.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, it's pretty far.
Never mind.
It's not really, it doesn't matter. Washington would beat them if they played on Mars, but they'll beat them in Seattle instead. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. We got a song to play for you. It's a world debut of this song. We'll tell the story of the song as well right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day Wednesday. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. A little not-so-good Braves breaking news we got earlier regarding Reynaldo Lopez. We'll get back into what happened last night.
You know why.
Keep getting ready for Monday as well against Philadelphia. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20. And sometimes we've done this with a few different of our favorite like classic rap songs.
Yes.
Kind of break down the lyrics. And you want to talk about like... great song, obviously. All-time great song. Mm-hmm. A lot of Jay-Z lyrics in that song you kind of look back on now. It's like, well, he didn't make good on that promise.
Nope.
That was all talk. Never happened, huh?
That's what you got to think about.
Be forever mackin'? Okay.
That's what y'all
not sure about that.
Look at it as... it's just music.
It's just a performance.
It's just a performance.
It's just a performance.
Yes. Yeah. It's not like...
seems in love,
yeah,
but I don't know.
Yeah, it's not like CB4. We live in our lyrics. MC Gusto.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Living their lyrics is what's got... our guy in court every day over here in Atlanta. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, just chill out with that, all right? Yeah. It's okay. I mean, they're telling each other. I don't know. They just telling themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to use that against you, bro.
They're going to at least look into it.
At least look into it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait a minute. He has done a lot of the stuff he said he did. Let's listen to some other songs, see if he told us anything else.
Dumbass.
Oh, he mentions it's like an unsolved shooting from 2022.
Oh, that was you.
Huh. I guess he was there.
Well,
I guess we'll question him about that one.
How did you not know unless you were there?
It's like, wait a minute.
Dumb.
Before they were just making it up.
Yeah.
Or telling a story about somebody else. It was a performance. It was performance art. I guess that got lost. Speaking of performance art.
Yeah, man.
Or at least lyrics or music or whatever. Here's our transition. So we get stuff from listeners from time to time. Right?
Yes, we do.
Whether it's like bobblehead stuff or, I don't know, just whatever. It's always very much appreciated. Every once in a while, usually Falcons related, but every once in a while we'll get, because we have a lot of talented listeners, people that are musicians and all that kind of stuff. People will make a Falcons related song. This is not the first one we've gotten.
Right, right.
And whatever, maybe you'll DM it or email it or whatever. This is the first time I've ever gotten a letter with a CD.
Yes,
he said. A burned CD.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, you're going old, and that's old school now, by the way. That's old school. If you're doing that in 2024, you've already got my attention.
Yes.
But to also include the entire lyrics of the song.
He did.
Which he did on one page. And then write, I mean, this is a form letter.
Yes. It got letterhead and everything.
That's a professional letter from Larry Rogers. We got this in the mail earlier this week, and this is what it says. Andy and Randy, it's a pleasure to listen to you guys every day. You have an addictive style that is unique. You're going to get you'll get points with flattery, all right?
Yeah.
So you're doing good. Because I know you're both busy, I'll get straight to the point. The Falcons have addressed a number of needs, including facility updates, top-tier level additions to both offense and defense, new coaches, but no rally song. So I wrote one.
I love it.
This is Larry. Larry's written one. I'm sending you the song I just completed titled Excuse Me, I'm a Dirty Bird. If you like it, feel free to use it. I also included the lyrics. I gave Randy McMichael and Andy Bunker in this radio station my permission to use the song, so we're not going to get sued.
Yes.
Larry said we could do this.
Yes.
Rise up. He signed it on the bottom and everything. So
let's hear a little bit.
I think this is the world debut of Excuse Me, I'm a Dirty Bird.
No stopping us now. In the ATL, we're taking the crown. Flying high, we own the game. Opponents tremble when we hit the floor. We bring the heat, yeah, we bring the pain. Every Sunday, we're running this game. With every play, we set the pace. A dirty bird's favorite word is dominate. We're the dirty birds.
Okay. I mean, now again, we're talking about Jay-Z's lyrics maybe not being entirely.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is the best in the league.
If we got, if we played
but
it,
I like the attitude.
If we played it Friday. That is good. But yeah, I mean.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
So, like, we've got some decisions to make on this,
okay.
Right? First of all, great work by
Thank
Larry.
Thank you very much, Larry. We appreciate it.
Obviously,
man.
A lot of effort went into that, and we have it now so we can use it. But sometimes songs like that or things like this can be good luck.
Remember
and the
that.
Falcons could use some good luck right now.
Yeah.
So had we played that Friday
yes.
and then they did what they did Sunday,
right.
we might never play it again.
Correct.
Because that was one of the worst performances we've seen to start a season from the Falcons.
Right.
But if they win on Monday.
Then we'll see.
Then maybe that's a song. I don't know what we do. We do our keys to the game on Fridays for the Falcons game at 120.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they get on a hot streak. Maybe we start using that at 120 to lead into the keys to the game.
Okay, why not?
Why
not?
We'll give it a shot.
We'll give it a shot.
How about this? We'll give it a shot.
Because
we'll
you know,
we're not going to do keys to the game until Monday. I wouldn't
right.
think, because they play Monday Night Football. So we normally do it on Friday at 1:20. We'll do it Monday at 1:20. So why don't we do this? Monday at 1:20, we'll play Excuse Me, I'm a Dirty Bird
yes.
by Larry Rogers. If they win Monday night, then we'll do it again for the next keys to the game. And if they win again, then we'll do it. And now we're putting a lot of pressure on the song.
Yes, we are.
They can't have to win every time. But, like, if they get a winning record or something like that, then maybe it can.
How about we just take one game at a time?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But if they get blown out by the Eagles, then we, I don't know.
I don't know. We it's still too early to be giving up on, like, if this. Because, you know, I'm not like that like I am. I'm not like that now like I was as an athlete, this routine superstition type thing. Same music, same all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm way past that now. But okay, let's just give it a whirl. Friday,
Monday.
I'm sorry, Monday at 1:20, right before we do our keys.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's come in with it though.
That's what.
Like when we come into the segment.
Yeah, we don't. We can't talk over.
Okay.
We'll come out of the break with it. That'll be our bumper music.
Okay.
We'll get into the keys.
Okay.
We'll say what we think the Falcons need to do to win the game.
All right.
We'll see if they do it on Monday night.
Okay.
If they do,
uh-huh.
then maybe the song's lucky.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Now again, if they don't win, I'm not blaming Larry.
Yeah.
It's not Larry's fault.
Okay.
It's not Larry's job to call plays.
All right. All right. We'll see.
Okay.
I'm all in, Larry. Let's do it, baby.
You sound like partially in.
I'm in, dog. I'm in, man.
Yeah, you went from all in to in.
I'm all in,
That's
dog.
Partially
I'm
in.
I appreciate you, though, Larry,
all
man.
Right.
That was real nice of you.
Let's do a quick back
I'm
page
all in.
With Bo.
In.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
People are rating it.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah. I'll say 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
From,
I said, get that ball, you know.
Not yet.
Yeah. We don't need that, man. Just
you know, we
nice.
Got a delay. So
be
it'll,
nice.
There'll be some haters
be
on
nice.
Twitter for sure. But,
be
yeah,
nice.
So far, so good. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hey, Bo.
People are always going to hate on everything.
Yes.
Everything's always got to have some haters.
Yeah, pretty
people
much.
Just wake up in the morning just looking for stuff to hate.
Pretty much so. Anything people do, somebody's going to hate on it.
Some of the people weren't hating on, and you already mentioned this earlier, was the week one of the NFL football season. 21 million viewers per game on average sets a record for week one, and that includes Monday Night Football, where Jason Kelce did make his debut on Monday Night Countdown and explained his shirt that he got from the mall. So you know that on the New Heights podcast that just got released, Travis had to ask him about it. He also mentioned how he and Taylor were watching the game, but it brings up an interesting question that maybe we should ask the FCC.
he got to explain himself within the first 30 seconds of his ESPN debut. In quotes from SVP, Jason is wearing a shirt he got at the mall because he left his travel bag in the truck, just like Jason just said. And Jason replied,
what did I say? I said something about
it fits my belly now.
Yeah.
I've lost a little bit of weight, but my are still struggling, which is a great quote. And me and Taylor were watching that, absolutely dying laughing at it. It was the perfect thing to open everybody up to what they were going to experience for the next 18 weeks. First of all, do we think this is the first time has been said on ESPN?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a chance.
On live air, maybe.
Yeah, now, there's a chance.
Pat McAfee show, though.
No, there's a chance. I'm just curious. I can't say because I've done something similar. I've never left all my luggage. I've never left. I left a bag with something in it, but the main luggage part, my clothes, I've never forgotten it.
No, I've never done that. Yeah. I mean, I've had the airline lose my bag.
I never had that.
Yeah, I had that happen.
Yeah, I never had that.
The first time I visited my wife's family in North Carolina, they lost my bag.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, what are we going to do? We went to Walmart.
Yeah, I've never.
Fully clothed from Walmart.
I've never had that happen before. But, he forgot all your clothes in a truck. What the hell were you doing? You running out the truck?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe is it in the parking lot?
Part of his fun personality, maybe. He's a little forgetful.
Yeah, I never have lost luggage or have I ever forgot? I'm trying to think. I've never forgotten my luggage.
I've never heard a man refer to his own chest as that.
Yes, never.
Now, I've heard a man refer to another man's chest as that, maybe with another cuss word in front of it.
Yes.
To sort of say
someone's... Or man blank.
Or man boobs. Yeah. Right, yeah, I think you can say that.
Yeah.
But I've never heard a man refer to his own chest as that word.
Absolutely.
Which, again, Jason's one of one.
Yeah.
And part of what makes him so great. But I... Okay, good. So we're on the same page as far as that one. I know that was a term used for not men.
I'm still just curious as to if we can say it on the air.
I haven't.
I would not do it.
No, I'm not going to.
Because, I'm pretty much saying any and everything. But for some reason, I just don't feel comfortable saying that.
I don't really like that word that much anyway.
Oh, I like saying
do
it.
You?
Huh?
I don't
come
like
over here,
it.
Girl. Bring them up.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't know why that's one of the ones where I'm like, I like
to
say that.
Oh, yeah. I like to talk bad. That's why she married me. I can talk nasty to her.
Still probably wouldn't refer to my own as.
Oh, I wouldn't refer to my own as.
No. Well, I don't have any.
But I'd say that to her. Come here, let me play with the.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
No, I don't use that one.
Yeah, that when you say the other word, boob.
No, I don't say that.
Boob sounds like old.
It does. It sounds like old.
Yeah.
Or it sounds like a medical book or something like that.
Yeah, it sounds old.
Or breasts.
It sounds old. Come here, baby. Let me touch your. Oh. No. No, she might look at me crazy.
Yeah.
My what? Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Good. So a lot of important stuff happened in that segment. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Mark Schlereth going to join us at 1:20. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.